This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Coach Adam Grabauskas joining us here on our sports line from Northwest. Coach, hey, we thank you for the time today. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, we have a big rivalry game tonight with Northwest traveling to Western. Big game, expecting a lot of people in attendance, and what are you guys expecting for tonight?
You know, I think it is going to be a great game. You know, I think both teams coming off a win in week one, and you know, I don't think either team, you know, if you probably ask them, not completely happy with how game one went. So I'm a big believer that week one to week two is a big week of improvement, and you know, I think we're both working for that. And being a rivalry game and stepping into the I-8 right into a big rivalry game will be fun. You know, they got a solid team. I think we got a solid team, and it should be a fun kickoff to conference play.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Of course, that game going to be on our sister station down the hall and to the left on K105.3, broadcast time 6:45, kick time 7-ish, right around there. Let's talk about last week. Big win at Eaton Rapids, but it didn't come without a few lumps. But it looks like you guys just killed it on the ground in that game. Tell us about some of the takeaways from that game.
So, you know, we got off to a slow start. It honestly took us a while to get our legs under us and get the ball rolling a little bit. You know, we went down 14-7 at halftime, so not exactly what you're looking for. In your opener, the other thing is it didn't really play true to, you know, kind of what we were expecting. We thought we would end up a little bit more balanced in the game. But, you know, found the ground game was working and ended up, you know, pounding the ball. We had, you know, 300 yards rushing and really had two kids split at about 150 apiece. So good balance between those two, and our read game was clicking, and we just kept running with it. You know, there was no point in doing other stuff. Our line did a great job. I mean, really, really took that game over as the game went on. So you were right about the lumps, though. I mean, we had a couple of early turnovers in the first half that we needed to clean up, and it did take us a while to get going, but once it got going, it was a good performance.
You know, also Eaton Rapids, they had some pretty long scoring plays. You know, in addition to some of the long plays that they had, some of the pass plays. But it is just slow and steady wins the race,
yeah, so,
and you guys,
you know,
just hung in there.
They do have some nice skill players, and you know, they did hit us on a couple things that we worked on, you know, fixing in the passing game this week, our pass defense. The nice thing was is our run defense played really, really well this past week. So, you know, we were able to make them a little bit more one-dimensional, which is always easier to defend. But they did catch us a couple times, which, you know, was obviously a focus for this week's practice.
And obviously, when you're talking about your defensive line, they did find themselves in quite a few times when they were third and long. And that, I mean, that does put your defense in a good spot, which eventually puts your offense in a good spot.
Yep, and we were able to, you know, once we got into that rhythm where we could shut down their run game, you know, you get them in third and long, and then you're able to let that D-line go a little bit more and not have to worry about the run as much. And we were able to, you know, able to get to the quarterback and pressure the quarterback some. And that showed in the second half. You know, we played a lot better defense even in the second half. So that was good to see.
So tell us about some of the kids, the leaders that you have on the team. Who should we be really keeping our eye out for the rest of the season?
Well, I'm gonna start up front with our offensive line. We have Luke McCann at center. He was a starter for us there last year. He's playing on the O-line and the D-line. He's a senior this year. Big kid, strong kid. Got a little bit of a nasty streak, so that comes out on the field. And he likes to not only do his job, but he likes to bring it to the other team and win his battle. Also on the offensive line, Evan Dean, he's a returning all-conference guy, and he was really our most consistent guy a year ago, and it looks like, you know, he picked up right where he left off, plays tackle for us, and on the D-line also at end. And then Jacob Moody is also a returning guy on the line. He's a senior, and he's right between Luke and Evan, so it gives us one side of the line that is, you know, really solid and returning and have a lot of experience. So that's a great place to build. You know, we have two other, and the senior lineman and Caleb Beyer and a junior in Easton Craig who's filling out the other side. And it's honestly our strength. You know, it's right in the middle is where we're the strongest. And those guys kind of set the tone for our offense and how we're going to play this year. Also on offense, Isaiah Grabowskis, my son, he's going into his fourth year now as our starting quarterback and has a world of experience. He's a good dual threat guy, so he can run. He, you know, rushed for almost 150 in the first game and, has the ability to throw the football. So he brings a kind of two dimensions to our offense. And then really our only other returner guy, on offense is J.R. Morrow as a receiver. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then we fill in with a bunch of new faces around him. Was pretty excited about our running back this past week, Isaiah Hawes, who's a junior who really has not played there a whole lot, but he rushed for 155 in the first game. So that was a good start to his varsity rushing career. So, and then defensively, you know, it's some of those guys that I mentioned on the O-line.
Yeah.
Our linebackers, we have Nolan Novak and Blake Bannerman are both seniors. And, you know, both of them are solid linebackers. They've started and played at other positions, so now they're kind of settling into a new spot. Mm-hmm. And then in our secondary, we have Ashton Golightly and Nolan Alch at our corners, who are both seniors also. So our defense is very senior-led. We got a little bit of a mix on offense, but we have a good senior crew on defense that are leading us on that side of the ball.
You know, I've asked that question a handful of times already this season, and I absolutely love how you started with the offensive line as opposed to the skill positions where a lot of the other coaches had started, because really the success of the quarterback, the receivers, and anybody else in that backfield, a lot of it depends on those big guys on the line making the holes and protecting the quarterback. So I love that's where you reminded us. I love that's where you started.
No, that's where our strength is, and those are the guys that are going to get it done. You're right. I mean, this game is, it's changed over the years and obviously become a more, you know, spread out game, but it still comes down to, you know, who can block and tackle, and if you have a good line, you're going to have a pretty good season.
Let's talk a little bit. Let's just revisit last year for a few minutes, if we could. There was a lot of uncertainty throughout the entire season. And it wasn't ideal for anybody. Were there any struggles from last year that you're able to carry over and make your team better this year?
There were a lot of struggles last year. I will say this right off the bat. I feel like COVID, and this is, it's going to sound like an excuse, but when you look at it, I think it's really true. The programs that were established, you know, and their kids are established, I felt like, you know, obviously it affected them, but those kids are established into a program and they just kind of keep clicking along.
Yeah.
The programs that aren't as established, I felt like it hit harder.
Right.
Because I think when you're in that situation, the coach has to be a big piece of everything's going on. You know, it's not kid led, it's not the player led, you know, it's really those coaches in the middle. And with what the situation was last year, the non-established programs, I think, you know, it hurt more. It impacted more, I guess would be a better way to say it.
Yeah.
As far as us personally, I think the biggest thing for us is we are trying to build a true family culture in our program. We do a lot of things together. Our guys will hang out afterwards after practice, and we have some coaches that stay, and it really is a good family atmosphere. We have meals together. We do a lot together. And last year it really became, you know, show up for practice, get in the locker room and get out as quick as you can, go practice, come in, get changed as quick as you can and get out of there.
Yeah.
And a lot of those extra things, those family things, those things that I, you know, afterwards I talked with my seniors and said, you know, hey, what did you think about the season? What did you miss? What could have been better? And most of them brought up something about the family aspects, you know, missing team camp and missing the meals and just the hanging out with coaches afterwards. That was a, a big thing to those guys. And, you know, it shows, you know, during the season, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. But afterwards, you know, you realize how big of a deal it is for one, for your program, but also for those kids to have that, you know, kind of that family away from family.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what, I mean, not just football, but a lot of the sports throughout the athletic year are. There's a certain element with football, but it's across the board. It's just an outlet for kids. It's a way to get together and have a little bit of camaraderie and learn some life lessons that they don't get anywhere else. So
completely agree.
So, all right. So just wrapping up here, big game tonight against Western. We already kind of hit on that a little bit. Looking ahead to the rest of the season, when you get to the end of the season, you look back, what would define a successful season for you?
You know, it's hard for hard question to answer, because really where we've set our goals is such a week to week basis. Mm-hmm. You know, we really haven't even discussed, we haven't discussed next week with our players, you know, and that's the Lumen game, which is obviously big. And we got a lot of big games on the schedule after this week, but we've really been focusing on the week. And, you know, it was Eaton Rapids a week ago and now it's Western, and just trying to take care of business every week. And so, you know, if you asked me that question, if I sat back at the end, you know, what was a success? I would say, you know, hey, did we really compete every week? Did we really truly try to get ready every week for every game and, you know, roll out with our best effort every single week and just be a better football team at the end of the season than we were at the beginning of the football season? And, you know, I think ultimately that's the goal, you know, to put a number on it, or, you know, our kids and our coaches have talked about that a little bit. But for me, that's the biggest goal, is just saying we took on each week and we made the best out of each week and competed every week and gave our best effort. And, you know, at that point where the chips land, the chips land.
Well, hopefully next week we can get together to kind of wrap up this week and look ahead to the Lumen game, because we are going to be airing that one also on our sister station, News Talk 970. But, Coach, we thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you joining us here today, and good luck tonight, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Coach Adam Grabauskas joining us here on Talkback Jackson Sports, Fox Sports 101.9 FM.